Network.
Okay, we're going to take your phone calls to Charlie Sheen.
In the next segment, we've got a big announcement, the next phase in our operation to get 9/11 Truth out there on the front burner. Charlie, thanks to you spreading the word, has been successful in phase one. Help us with phase two. Quickly, Mark in Oregon, you're on the air with Charlie Sheen. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Alex. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, Mark, how are you, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing better, you know, each day since you, with Alex's great assistance, have really taken off with what I see is actually implementing what is the most powerful tool available to us at this time, Charlie, and I think you may be aware of this, to strike at the heart of evil with the facts of truth of the InfoWar, and that is the vehicle of publicity. The tool of publicity is extremely powerful, and when you've lent your name to the facts of truth, Charlie, you have supercharged the publicity, which has always been available to the InfoWar. It all depended how far all of the InfoWarriors have wanted to go. And it's an ongoing condition as to how much we implement of what is available to us. But the facts of the truth create tremendous publicity. And just God bless you, sir, and I'm sure he does. And I really appreciate everything that you're doing and everything you've done, Charlie.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much. Wow, that's really powerful. Thank you.
Let me throw a point in here.
Sure.
On this issue. The mainstream media keeps going, he's an actor. Why didn't he just shut up? A, you're an American citizen. Mm-hmm. B, you're a father. C, you've been a director, a writer, a very accomplished person. Ronald Reagan was an actor.
Hey, good point.
The governor of California is an actor.
Yes.
That's a load of crap. They just wish they were Charlie Sheen.
Well, I mean, you can say that, Alex. I, of course, can't. But... Yeah. No, but I think it's interesting what Mark said is that they abuse the media that they so irresponsibly control. And sorry, there's a jet. And I'm trying to utilize it in a more responsible fashion. You know.
Well, look, just outside the paradigm, you're deviating from the false reality, and they don't want you to say, "Look, the emperor is wearing no clothes."
Exactly.
I mean, listen, what you've done, seismic, it's going to continue to have effects for years, much bigger than last time you went public. I mean, it's already probably 10 times more media attention than 2006. But I'm here to tell you, buddy, this is going to have seismic effects.
I hope so, Alex. I hope so. And what I'm really proud of and what I'm really excited about is the fact that now there's a document. I have delivered a document that is ingrained into the landscape of the movement. Now people that you know couldn't focus the argument now have a document to lay in front of their doubters and say, okay, you don't want to listen to me? Just read this. Just look at this. Let's talk about number one. Let's talk about number seven. Let's talk about number nine. Debate me on number 14. Let's talk about Sybil Edmonds. Let's just talk about these things. And it's just, I think we've given them a real powerful tool that now exists in the pantheon of this historical movement.
And it had to be novel, just another 20 points, another research article. No one would have read it. But Charlie Sheen, combined with another celebrity, Barack Obama, in this debate, in this discussion with the links, the American people became the president, and Charlie Sheen was giving the American people and the people of the world the two folders of the data, and now tens of millions have read it. The genius, the brilliance of that to get those 20 points out is unparalleled.
Well, Alex, you are much too kind. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know if I would call it, you know, brilliant or genius, but I think it was, I had faith in the theatrical aspect of it, getting people interested and then delivering them to the facts.
Well, Charlie, for 5-6 days, it's been the number one 9/11 story, not all their lies and propaganda. They are scared.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge. It dwarfs anything I've ever been involved in. No doubt. It's published in papers all over the world. This is the biggest single strike for 9/11 truth against the lie we've ever seen.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Charlie Sheen is going to be with us from the bottom of this hour. And I want to be clear, when I talk about his courage, how much I admire him, you have to realize the sacrifices he's made to go public and expose this. And it is the courage that I admire. Here it is, FBI.gov/wanted/top10/fugitive/Laden/HTM. And he is not wanted for 9/11. Says Bin Laden is wanted in connection with the August 7th, 98 bombings of the United States embassies in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, and Nairobi, Kenya. These attacks killed over 200 people. In addition, Bin Laden is a suspect in other terrorist attacks throughout the world. And at the top, it says he's wanted for attacking Americans abroad. So there it is. And the FBI's been questioned by the press. We have links to that. And they say because we don't have evidence, he carried it out. Charlie Sheen is our guest. These are one of the questions that Charlie Sheen is asking.
I'm actually looking at his page also, Alex. It would seem after yesterday's audio tape that it would have jumped on here. But I guess it didn't, you know, not to mention the prior 20 or 30 tapes didn't deliver him as a, you know, 9/11 suspect as well. I mean, how do you argue this? What do you, let's, you know what, Alex? Let's jump on the other side for 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Can we do that?
Let's do it.
Can we lobotomize ourselves for 1 second?
Okay.
And jump on the other side? What's the argument for this? Just come at me in any, you know, intelligent, logical
well,
way.
Well, we've already indicted him for other bombings, so we're not going to list killing 3,000 people on it.
Okay, that's not going to hold up in a court of law. What's the next argument?
We're so busy trying to protect you from Al-Qaeda, we don't have time to indict him.
Mm. Yeah.
If you indict him, Al-Qaeda's going to nuke a major city. That's what Cheney said.
Got it. Wow.
And 8 years later, we can't find him. Mm. But all these CIA and military people say every time they had him in their sights, they were ordered to stand down, and the CIA flew 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda out to safety into Pakistan.
Mm. The airlift
and the
of evil?
FBI translator, yeah, the airlift of evil.
Yeah.
And the FBI translator says that they work for the CIA.
No. I said that. Those were my words, remember?
That's right. How dare you point out what the FBI whistleblower said. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the nerve of me.
You said that to hurt the family.
Of course. The crackpot actor, yes.
Like Ronald Reagan, the crackpot actor.
Yes.
He was a B actor. You're an A-plus actor.
Well, thank you. I'm sure there's a decent performance somewhere in his resume, but I don't think it occurred in his presidency. But that's another issue.
The TV show sponsored by General Electric, where he was friends with the monkey.
Mm.
That's the one. I'm not bashing Reagan. It's just by the yardstick, if you're an actor, you're a piece of crap, according to the media, then Ronald Reagan's bad.
Yeah. Yes. And he would have been a three-termer if not for the limits.
And, of course, Schwarzenegger, we're not allowed to have him as a governor if he was an actor.
Yes. Yeah.
Charlie, I want to go to some more calls here and then make our big announcement.
Okay.
Should we just make the big announcement now or take calls and then make it?
Let's take a couple calls and then let's make it, yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Randy in Pennsylvania. Randy, you're on the air with Charlie Sheen.
Alex Jones, Charlie Sheen, you two Minutemen, you two militiamen, heroes rushing to the aid of your country and your families. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Listen, Charlie, the forensics of 9/11 is undebatable. That's why they won't debate you. That's why they are delaying. They are planning. They are preparing.
The time well, just now like you said, continue. We're militiamen. He is actually Wolverine 1, and I am Wolverine 2.
Amen. Amen. The time now, America, if you have any red blood in your body, is to continue the attack because they are on the defensive.
That's a good point. Now, that's a very good point.
Well, I just want to add that if we don't expose false flag terror, they're going to stage more. So we are in a race here with time. Go ahead.
That's the only thing they know to do, so they are going to do more false flag terror. That's undebatable.
Do you have a question or a statement for Charlie or something you'd like to ask
him? Yes, I want to talk about the taxpayer march on Washington in particular real quick. It was a failure. Why? Wonderful to have a number of Americans stand up for their country and their rights. But the Rockefellers and the Republicans are the ones that will ultimately win if we're not careful.
All right, listen, I'm going to go ahead and jump, though. That's another subject. Thank you so much, Randy. Let's talk to John in Florida. You're on the air with Charlie Sheen.
Hey, I really think that you two guys are shining. You know, we got to have some kind of commanders in the field there to get the troops up to where they need to be, you know. And this is going to take like maybe a shock troop event like the one Solidarity in Poland started just in the shipyards. All of a sudden they said, you know, we're coming out.
Well, that's right. Make no mistake. The system is scared of what Charlie's done. The system is scared of what you did carrying his 20 minutes. Keep spreading it. Keep spreading his video message to the president. It's in the 20 minutes with the president link at the top of Infowars.com. They are scared of your action, period. Charlie, comments to that?
Well, yeah, but I can't do this alone, you know, and I'm not saying that I'm doing it alone, but we all have to take this as a call to action. We all have to stand up and just forge ahead and demand the truth and organize.
In fact, let's have everybody, I'm not having another contest on this, but everybody should just put up 9/11 is an inside job, Infowars.com or whatever website you like, posters up every week, put a couple up in your neighborhood, and just never stop until the whole country is covered with 9/11 was an inside job posters. How does that sound, Charlie?
That sounds unbelievable. That sounds unbelievable. I mean, of course, they'll introduce new littering laws, but whatever. We will keep posting.
Exposing these terrorists is what's important.
Exactly, yeah.
Just remember, the groundswell is coming up, and just keep trying to ride it and stay level with it and be the voices you are. And then when it's all over and you have like 500,000 people giving you a round of applause, both of you, and I want to turn around and then say, that's when I'm going to salute the flag.
God bless you, sir.
That's
well,
very powerful statement. Thank you, sir.
It's come out that Cheney did want to blow up our own ships, so it's not impossible that this is going to come out.
It's not impossible at all.
That's why they're so scared. Charlie, before we take some more calls and come back and make the big announcement,
sure.
You made the challenge last week in your own words. I mean, I'm not saying you should dance on the roof here, but what do you want to say to McCain's daughter and to O'Reilly and to Hannity and all those and this other pinhead? You've challenged them to a debate.
Sure.
And they are cowards. They will not, like men, face you.
I it doesn't make any sense. I mean, they've already got all the material. There's no surprises. I'm just coming out there with my letter, with the bullet points. Let's just focus on that, you know? Let's just focus on that. That's all. There's no surprises, guys, you know? There's no surprises. I mean, we could appeal to their egos. It might enhance their viewership.
Well, obviously they know having you on would get them top ratings. Your publicist said you have TV calling every day, but you refuse to do it. You're very private. That's the whole issue. They can have Charlie Sheen on for a debate, but they're chicken. There's another word I would add to that. They are crapping their pants because they've read your letter.
Uh-huh.
Folks, get his 20 minutes with the president off Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Email it to everybody again and point out these cowards are afraid to debate him on this. Get his video message. Put it everywhere. Print them off. Mail them to everybody in your area. To talk show hosts. Sometimes a million copies of a book can change the world. There's already millions of copies of 20 Minutes with the President out there.
Right.
Let's expand what we're doing and know that they're scared.
How about this, Alex? How about this? Hey, CNN, mention the story. CNN, have the balls to just give a small link, just an entertainment maybe. Just a tiny little blurb. Sheen to question Obama. Sheen demands an audience. Something. Anything.
No, they're scared of it, even though it's a major news story. Charlie, you've got some more tricks up in your sleeves in the next few weeks coming up. There'll be more developments here for folks. And perhaps we can get you to pop in and give us updates. But, again, you've already really put 9/11 Truth on the front burner. And if people will just continue to spread 20 Minutes with the President and the video, it's causing seismic changes.
You know what, Alex? Let me just mention this also. Make sure people tune into the red carpet on Sunday for the Emmys because, you know, I got a billion people watching and it's live. So that's no threat or challenge. It's just the truth.
All right. Let's cram one more call in. Let's talk to Jim in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Go ahead, Jim, quickly.
Hi, Alex and Charlie.
Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for all you're doing to expose the truth regarding 9/11. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I've been a firefighter for over 30 years. I voted for George Bush twice, but I recently woke up regarding the truth about 9/11. 30 years ago, I was told when I entered the fire service, they said telephone, telegraph, telefireman. In other words, firemen have big mouths. They talk. Telephone, telegraph, telefireman. And if you could get the word out to the firefighters, because the firefighters from 9/11, they were not only heroes, they were victims.
I hear you. Let me throw this in. Russia Today, of all people, did interviews with a fire captain. And we posted it on InfoWars yesterday. And he's saying, no, I've looked at the evidence, and it just freaks you out when you look at the evidence of 9/11 being an inside job. I have been to five 9/11s, and maybe a third, half of the firemen would wave at you and thank you. Now the majority buy you dinner, pat you on the back. I had police captains say, keep it up, Jones, just 2 years ago. On record, the firemen and police, a lot of them are awake in New York. The media won't go talk to them, though. Charlie, your comments on that.
The media doesn't fight fires. These guys fight fires. They know what fires do. They know how fires behave. They know what fires are capable of. Period. The end. The media wasn't. The media wasn't there. These guys were. Period. The end. These guys were there.
Anything else, Jim in Milwaukee?
Yeah, my idea is if you could collect interviews from just the firemen, because that's what really convinced me. When I saw that John Schroeder, he was wearing that green shirt, kind of a meatball-looking guy. But when he was talking about how he was thrown about like a pinball, how he ran out of that fire like a bunch of cockroaches. That, you know, that gritty, earthy language, that convinced me. That guy was
telling
the truth.
Well, I mean, we've got hundreds of firefighters saying it was like lava. There were bombs going off. They told us to get back. They were going to blow it. We've interviewed police, emergency workers saying the same thing. It's on video that day live. Police going, they're blowing Building 7. Get back. And then I talked to the emergency workers who heard the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. And he's like, what's the countdown? They're blowing it. Run for your lives. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, that's all covered in my film, Truth Rising.
Exactly. But if you could collect and make maybe a 30-minute DVD just aimed at firemen, because if the firemen knew it, it'd be starting.
Hey, Firefighter Engineering said all three of the towers were impossible in their major national magazine, biggest and oldest firefighter publication. But yes, you're right. Charlie Sheen, again, you talk about a bottomless pit of evidence.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, right there, Firefighting Engineering says it's a cover up.
Yeah, but it, you know, Sean Hannity didn't agree, so it must not be true, Alan. Pathetic.
And then he's another fake. Bush triples the size of government.
Yeah.
Hannity's a conservative.
Sure.
Glenn Beck supports the banker bailout.
Yeah.
The Democrats are now supporting Obama increasing troops.
Yeah. Incidentally, everybody needs to read your open letter on InfoWars to Glenn Beck. It's fabulous.
It's not as good as what you wrote.
Doesn't matter. It's not a contest.
No, I know. It's just, I saw you really craft your letter to the president, and mine's to, I mean, Beck is something else. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Marino in New Jersey. You're on the air, Marino.
Hey, James and Charlie, how you guys doing?
Doing good, Marino. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'd like to say that I'm proud for you that you came out with that, but that transcript with the 20 bullet points, I mean, like, wow, that was just genius.
A lot of people
that, like, I've been talking to, I've been saying this is just, like, a huge blow to the truth movement, when in fact it's not, because once it reaches the consensus of people, it will just reach the mass. It will just keep on expanding. It will just won't stop.
Sir, that was COINTELPRO day one, trying to spin this, knowing how dangerous it was, the New World Order, and they failed. It blew past all that disinfo. They love to get us infighting with each other instead of facing the New World Order, and it failed. Charlie, your comments on that?
Well, yeah, no, they were looking for any angle to expose, and what they were doing in turn was directing more attention to the document, to the letter.
Which is what we planned.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, these people cannot help themselves. And they played right into our hand. And we're really grateful for all their all their support and all their exposure of 20 minutes with the president. We are truly grateful, Alec.
Oh, Charlie, you're something else, man. Something else, Charlie Sheen. In the time we've got left here, it's always great having you. Big announcement. Charlie, it's going to be a month-long contest. We'll post the rules, details, but you announce the contest. You are the judge, and you're paying out the cash prize.
Right now or after the break?
It's a final segment. Go ahead and announce
it. Oh, okay. There is a contest that is directly related to 20 minutes with the president, and what we are requesting is that any man, woman, or child, regardless of race, sit down and put on video, two characters actually reading 20 minutes with the president. Somebody plays me, somebody plays the president. And what Alex and I are going to do is we're going to take all the video submissions. If you want to read the whole thing, if you want to read a portion of it, if you want to do, if however you interpret it, whatever language you interpret it in, we're going to take those video submissions, and Alex and I are going to decide on who the winner is. And it may not be based on performance. It may be based on other elements of the presentation.
It's solely our discretion.
It's our discretion, yeah. And there is a $10,000 cash prize to the winner. But in addition to that, we're also going to take from all the submissions a small segment, and we're going to put it all together so there is a universally created 20 minutes with the president as well. We'll have the winner's video, and then we'll have the compilation video as a representation for all the voices that stepped forward and had the courage to commit this thing to a video record and make themselves available for the world to observe. And we're really excited about it, and we're excited about the YouTube video. My message to Obama is blowing up right now, and so we think that once the theatrical versions, the fan versions, is going to drive this thing beyond supernova, hopefully approaching dark matter.
Absolutely, we have our own private scale. Back when I said in 2006, it's gone supernova.
Right.
It goes nova, supernova, black hole, super black hole, dark matter.
Yes.
On how big we want this to be, but we'll probably get 200, 300, 400 submissions. All of those will get thousands apiece.
Exactly.
Then the winner will get hundreds of thousands. There's thousands of versions, more than 500 I've counted now. I had to quit counting on YouTube. Over 200 with the same title of your message to the president. Our video is approaching 600,000. It's several million conservatively in just that video that is so effective. You and Aaron did a great job putting that together, Charlie.
Thank you.
And so phase two, for those that don't know, it's going to be hundreds and hundreds of videos with people doing all of 20 minutes with the president, part of it, theatrically, two white guys, two black guys, two women, a woman and a man, however you want, whatever way you want to put it on, whatever touches our hearts the most, whatever Charlie's the main judge. I'm going to kind of boil down because he probably can't watch 300 or 400.
But Alex, I'm going to watch as many as I can, because to me that is such a compliment that people would take the time, have the interest, have the passion to sit down and bring this document to life and to have the courage to share it with the world.
How about this be part of the prize, too? We'll announce the details next week. We'll give people a month to make it so they have plenty of time. We'll have the winner on for 10 minutes with you, too, to talk about the piece when we announce the winner and play it on air. How's that sound?
Great idea. Love it. Done.
So you will then on air announce the winner, and we'll at the same time have that person, call that person, have them lined up, maybe have first, second, and third place together. They won't know who's going to win. And we'll have first place on the air with you a month after this is announced, when we announce who the winner is. I think it's a great idea, Charlie, and tens of millions more people will see 20 minutes with the president, and those 20 bullet points, I think is most important, you've said off air, to have in the piece, and then tens of millions more people will learn the truth. This is so exciting.
Absolutely, and also keep in mind, if people want to get creative, if they want to do what we did with my video message on YouTube, if they want to integrate images, voiceover, visuals, however they interpret it, however it speaks to them, however they choose to express it, we are wide open to.
$10,000 prize. I'm going to announce later today the winner of the last $1,000 contest, but this is huge. $10,000 prize. We'll have the details up the next week, and then you'll have a month to complete it and get your submissions in. Charlie Sheen, I salute your courage. I love you, and I appreciate you.
Back at you, Alex. I love you, too. Thank you so much, brother.
You bet. I'll say bye to you off air. Stay with us, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJC.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJC.com. Order now.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
We got a lot of big flu news coming up the next few days. In fact, before the show ends, I'm going to hit on this article. Doctor says 60,000 may die from swine flu vaccine. I just had that in my stack. Where did that turkey go? You know what? I can't keep track of all this anymore. Guys, reprint that for me. Thank you. Good job. We're going to go to Marty Schachter for 5-6 minutes here in just a moment. Charlie Sheen doesn't like to toot his own horn. I forgot to tell you the prize is going to be $13,500 because he wants whoever gets the $10,000 to get $10,000 after taxes. So average person's paying 37% federal tax. You're going to get $13,500 prize, $10,000 real payout. And that's on the best reproduction in any way you want to do it, any style. Two women, two men, a black person, a white person, Oriental, Asian, Hispanic, Eskimo, whatever. It can be however you want, reenacted, done in film style, any way you want. Charlie Sheen is, well, you heard him. I had told him, I'll watch the hundreds of videos for you and send you what I think the best 50 are. And he said, no, I'm going to try to watch them all. Don't know if he knows what he's getting into. Because the problem is, you don't just watch them once. It's like with this latest contest. I keep watching them and watching them. and I got a film to make, and I'm going, is that best or is this best? Or, and I know I said I'd announce it Friday, the last contest, for $1,000, and I said I'd do it today, and I'm going to try to put it up on the site tonight, probably tomorrow, because they go, oh, you didn't see these 35 submissions over here. And I'm like, I will not cheat those people. I will not not watch their submissions. But great political posters you made. We had the Obama Joker poster contest that was a big success. Then we had the new one of any political poster you wanted. Whoever makes the best idea poster, post it and then videotapes it. Well, this new contest with Sheen, $13,500. $13,500, $10,000 after taxes. $10,000 payout. $13,500. So you get at least $10,000. Okay? From Charlie Sheen. Now, I've got to write up the rules and all that and post it. But it's basically our total discretion who wins, Charlie Sheen and I, but he's going to be the one making the choice. And so people then try to play games with rules and gripe if they don't win. It's just whoever we decide the best is, you win. Okay? And we're very, very excited about that. And this, again, hundreds and hundreds of videos will be made. I'll tell you this. You got 5 weeks. Next week, I'm going to post the date. I'm going to give you a month out. And I would get them in a couple weeks after that. So you got 3-4 weeks to get this done. I will tell you it's a free-for-all, basically, whatever we think is the best. You saw the video Aaron made, took him a week to make. You've seen that get millions of views. This is going to be huge for 9/11 Truth, and it's only one more phase. We've got other tricks up our sleeves for 9/11 Truth coming up in the next few weeks that'll be announced here on air by myself and by Charlie Sheen. And whoever wins will be on air with Charlie Sheen with me when we give first, second, and third place. Charlie wants to pay for it all, but I'm not going to let him. But I don't have a lot of money. So second place will be $1,000. Third place will be $500. But all three of you will get to pop in and talk to Charlie Sheen on air. $13,500, prize one. So $10,000 for taxes. $1,000 for prize two. $500 for prize three. Okay? That's it, because I want to be able to recognize some other folks as well. But regardless, you win by getting 9/11 Truth out. And I'll tell you, the one thing I would lean towards is getting those 20 bullet points out. We'll see who wins, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see who wins. Okay, that should be announced right around the time my new film, Fall of the Republic, comes out. Okay, I want to hit on this. Doctor says flu vaccine will cause 60,000 deaths in France alone. Another one saying similar things in Germany. We're going to hit on that, but I want to go to Marty Schachter. World War II veteran, started Calvin Pure Soap Company with his father in 1947. That's 62 years and counting. He was in the Chemical Weapons Corps, so he came home and saw what was in the detergent soap. They were getting rid of regular soap. And he said, I'm going to make real organic soap. You get 85% off on this soap. Why? Because you don't pay for Procter & Gamble's advertising, all that. It's factory direct, no middleman, and it's totally organic, and it's what I use in my house. Bath soap, dish soap, hair soap, creams, everything. Five-star soap, the letter five, I mean the number five, or spell it out, fivestarsoap.com. Either way, spell it out, five, the letter, starsoap.com, or just the number, fivestarsoap.com. And there's big banners up on Infowars.com and JonesReport.com. Marty, good to have you here with us, my friend.
Wow, what an endorsement. I really appreciate that. We're fighting Procter & Gamble every day. They did last year $65 billion worth of business. 10% of that went to TV advertisement. They're the biggest in the world, and they sell everything that you need or what you really don't need. Chemicals that are just absolutely horrendous in their perfumes, in their toxicity, in their costs, and we don't need that. What we do need is freedom of choice, and this is what I offer all your listeners. Freedom of choice to buy soaps twice as good as what they're buying now, twice as good as what they're using now, and this has been our goal, our philosophy, and our success.
Absolutely, and again, the toll-free number for people to call, we'll put that up on screen for folks, is 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. You, your son, your family, the great crew are there to take people's orders, get a free brochure, or get the sample tote bag. Tell folks about the sample tote bag.
Well, we put together by hand. We've got two young ladies doing that. It's a six-pound package. It's got in there four bars of our pure soap for bathing, showering, nothing like it anywhere. It's got a 16-ounce pint bottle. It's a dispenser bottle of our triple-concentrated cocoa butter shampoo. Again, nothing like that anywhere. 16 ounces in a dispenser bottle of our liquid cream dish soap for pots, pans, utensils, hands, windows, floors, all-purpose cleaning, everything, all included. 18 ounces in a little jar with a little tiny measuring scoop of our granulated laundry soap for washing clothes, overalls, plumber goods, everything in your any washing machine, especially the new upfront washing machines, which are the popular ones. I've got one. They're wonderful. Also, a book of instructions covering all the products, all the different uses for the products, a large nylon scouring pad, 9 inches by 6 inches, commercial size. You can cut it in half or in quarter with scissors. Replaces Ajax and Comet and Steel Wool and SOS pads and Chore Girls. Don't need them ever again. All put together, it'll last you 4 to 8 weeks, depending on your washing habits, depending on your size, family. $20. It's a bargain. It's handmade. It's unconditionally guaranteed to satisfy you. This is to start you off on a whole new cleanliness program, a better program, twice as good as Procter & Gamble and Lever Brothers and Colgate and all the other chemical companies that sell more perfumes than they do cleaning products. Don't believe in that. Believe in getting something better. Believe in freedom of choice, that you could buy something far, far twice as good, three times as good as Procter & Gamble, $65 billion corporation. We're a family-owned, family company. We have survived for 62 years, and the only way you can do that is have quality, is to have value, to have the better price, prices that save you money, save your clothing, save your skin, save your hair, products you've never used before, products that I used to make for hospitals and schools and institutions and corporations and car washes. We made it for them. We survived. We're there. We're going to please you. All you're going to say is, where have you been all my life? Well, we're here right now, and with the help of Alex, we're going to spread good cleanliness, honest cleanliness. Without cleanliness, we have no civilization, and we give you the best cleanliness money can buy.
Absolutely, my friend. Toll-free number to call, 1-800-340-7091. Or 5starsoap.com. Marty, give us a limerick.
Oh, this is from a jolly old England. There was a young lady of Twickenham whose shoes were too tight to walk Quickenham. She came back from her walk looking white as a chalk and took both off and was Sickenham.
Oh, my gosh. 5starsub.com, 800-340-7091. Marty, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Looking forward to talking to you and your listeners right now.
God bless you. Take care, Marty. There goes Marty Schachter. Okay, I'm going to jam in a few calls. Then in the final segment, I'm going to get into this flu news. We're lining up a bunch of guests in the next week, 2 weeks on this subject, because it's not looking good. Doctor says flu vaccine will cause 60,000 deaths in France alone. Amazing. We're going to be covering that in the final segment. Right now, let's go to Herb in Atlanta. Herb, sorry you didn't get a chance to talk to Charlie, but go ahead.
Yeah, man, I sure did. In fact, I'm going to ask my question as if he was still there. The alternative media, Alex, is dying. The global media is out of business, and it's because of the alternative media. I'm calling satellite radio today. I got four radios. I'm canceling two of them. I want to find out how I can get your tape because I'm through with it. Now, Alex, I know you got connections in Great Britain. I've been trying to get this book, The New Underworld Order, the triumph of criminalism, the global hegemony of Masonic intelligence, a book by David Story. I hope you can help me get that.
I don't know the book, but it sounds really interesting.
Yes, I want to talk to you about that later, but I want to say this, Alex. Hollywood put forth a concerted effort to elect Obama, and my question is this, and this going out to Hollywood, the la-la land, as they call it. If they put forth that kind of effort to elect Obama, why won't they get behind Charlie Sheen to demand that the truth gets out about what happened on 9/11? Still having nightmares about it.
Oh, I wish that I would have gone to you. Great point. Now, that's what Charlie's saying. I mean, he didn't expect them all to line up behind him, but he goes, I mean, he knows a lot of these people, and a lot of people he talks to don't believe the official story, and they're just scared to speak out. And he's like, how do you let these people get away with what they've done? And Charlie knows, you know, that he's just a Hollywood star, but he's a smart, intelligent guy. He doesn't have some huge view of himself. He understands, though, the power position of a major TV/movie star. And so he's doing this knowing he'll be attacked because it's the right thing to do. I mean, that's what's so selfless about this. I mean, I frankly told Charlie about 3 months ago, he said, I feel like I ought to do something or go public. And I said, they're going to attack you. But I said, do it if you want. And then about a month and a half ago, he said, can you fly out here? And I said, yeah, I'm already out there doing stuff with Jesse Ventura, consulting on their TV show mainly, but also appearing in it. And I said, I'll come over for a few days. And he said, I have this idea. And I was sitting around talking to him and some of his family when they were over visiting. And they're like, well, this is just positive questions. And this is all public record. They won't attack him for this. And I said, yeah, they're going to attack you, Charlie. They're going to misinterpret and they're going to put words in your mouth because that's what they do. And they did. But now he wants to fight even more because he is not a coward. And he's gone through so much hell for what he did 3 years ago. I mean, if I told people half the crap I know about, people wouldn't believe it. I mean, look at Mark Cuban. I was asked not to talk about that at the time. But it came out in the New York Times. The White House called him up and said, listen, you son of a bitch, we're going to put your ass in prison for insider trading because you're a rich guy that owns a lot of stock. And the way the stock rules are, if they selectively enforce, everything's illegal. And they sent him an email saying it, too. And then they indicted him. I mean, these people don't play games. I'd like to see all these other schmoes out there that don't have $100 million in the bank like Charlie Sheen risking everything to tell the truth. Your comments on that, Herb?
You know what? My comment is this. Al Sharpton, Juan Valentine, Joe Madison, you are fired. All I want to know is how I can get the Alex Jones Show on tape when I'm not able to record. There's only one program on radio, people, that is worth recording, and I record it every day off the Internet. That is the Alex Jones Show. Now, Alex, as far as this left-right paradigm, that's the problem that we're having. People don't realize that it's not a left-right issue. It's an issue of an illegal private central bank that is destroying this country. And you know what, Alex? I agree with you 100%. I'm at the point where I don't believe they even care if they set up a tactical nuke and blow up a city just to bring this country into the new world order. Your comment?
That's it. That's it. And whether you're left or right, black or white, you're going to get the short end of the stick unless we beat these bankers. I mean, that's it. Glenn Beck works for the same people Obama do, and they're just meant to fight with each other and get us fighting with each other while the bankers rule over us. And they write books bragging how they do this to us. God bless you, sir. There's a free podcast that over 180,000 people are downloading a day on average. Some days it's over 200,000. Just click on the listen section at Infowars.com. Put it into your MP3 or iPod. You can buy a decent MP3 device that will hold hundreds of hours now for like $20. A really nice one for like 100. I've got an old one I used from like 5 years ago that'll record like 100 hours that you could buy on eBay for like $10 now. So, I'm not saying I'm selling that. I'm saying I have systems like that. They got stuff I see at Target for like $20 that records hundreds of hours. You just copy and paste that in. You can listen to the free streams. No matter where you are, you can listen to us free. Then there's the AM and FMs, 60-something affiliates. Sounds like a lot. It's not. Great stations here and there around the country. Then we're on Global Shortwave, WWCR. Buy a $100 shortwave at Radio Shack. You can listen to us anywhere in the world. And we're on XM on the weekend. They only play like 4 hours. They're like testing us out. For some reason, won't put us on the schedule. It's literally just a test they're doing. So tell XM you want to hear us more there. You can also free on YouTube our Terror Storm, Endgame, Obama Deception, Truth Rising, or buy the DVDs to support us and have it in high quality at Infowars.com. Thank you, Herb. Quinn in Texas. Quinn, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say thank you for all the work that you guys are doing and shedding the light on this new world order. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And, I mean, whether you're black, white, just the unity of it is really what's amazing about this movement of ours. And I'm pretty new to it. I've watched Endgame and seen your films. My question was for Charlie. And I agree with
her. Well, stay there, because I can tell you I'd probably answer it. Should have kept him longer. I probably could have, but I don't want to twist his arm. Stay there. We'll come back, finish up with you. Then I'm going to hit this. Doctor says flu vaccine will cause 60,000 deaths in France alone. The inoculations start in a week and a half. So we're here. Stay there.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Quinn, and we'll get to Tom, Jock, Michael, Charles, and others tomorrow if you call us back. I always like hearing from Charles in Louisiana. That's my man calling. I may try to cram Charles in, too. I've just got to hit this other flu news. Finishing up what you were saying, Quinn.
Yes. What I was saying and what I've been observing, particularly with, you know, Fox News and the left-right paradigm, Glenn Beck, is Glenn Beck going to be a prototype of the 2012 candidate to come against Obama, where you have someone who's running on our issues, essentially hijacking us?
Yes. And, exactly. No, that's what it is. And then he'll be in control of the revolution, and then he will deliver us right into a Republican's hand. And either Obama, they were thinking about closing the doors on us with Obama, but because we shot down his cult of personality, it may be the next guy that's going to be the real dictator.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
And then that's how the scam works.
Yeah. I mean, and it's, I mean, 2012, do you see a new consciousness coming in that year?
I'm making a film about 2012, and it's a very sophisticated issue. I appreciate your call, Quinn, in Texas. Yes, there is a big awakening happening, but the elite have another meaning for that. It's too sophisticated. I'm going to cover it later. Charles in Louisiana, very quickly. Go ahead, Charles.
How you doing, Summerin?
Good, buddy. What'd you think of Charlie and his courage?
Well, I tell you, I commend him. I think he's one of the, and I've met a lot of strong men, I think he's one of the bravest men I have ever met in my life. And I've been with the baddest, you know. And I just want to commend you for, you never gave up, Alex. You was always there. People might criticize you, but they never can walk in your shoes. They never could walk in your shoes.
Well, you're, I never claimed to be perfect. Lord,
well, you're
not
perfect, but you are a hero. You are a hero, okay? You're my hero. And I just thank you for what you're doing, and I hope to God that we get this country back. And I want to thank everybody who went to Washington, D.C. I didn't, but I didn't have the money. But I want to thank everybody who went there and everybody who's fighting. God bless America, Mr. Jones, and thank you for guarding over.
Well, I tried, Charles, and thank you, and I'll try to do the best job I can. I know everybody's counting on me. It's quite a weight because I never thought I'd be in this position, and just so sick all the lies and twisting. And we know the past flu shots have killed people, and we know the Gardasil's killing people. We know they're jacking the water full of stuff. I mean, I just want this ride to stop. It's like I'm on a roller coaster and just won't stop. And I'm telling the guy in the black ski mask, you know, the executioner, to stop, you know, let me off, and he won't let me off. And I'm tired of it. And I don't know how in the world people that serve this government go along with this evil, because it isn't cute. Anybody who's got little kids, I don't know how you don't fight this. I want to get this doctor on, by the way. We're working on getting him on. Dr. Marc Girard, a specialist with the side effects of drugs and medical expert commissioned by the French courts, has said on French TV that the swine flu vaccine could cause 60,000 deaths in France, especially among younger people, children, and pregnant women. He also said the people promoting the swine flu vaccine are doing so because they have links with the pharmaceutical company. We're going to play this tomorrow. Maybe have my wife translate it into English. The problem with the swine flu vaccine is it's not just badly developed, but not developed, he said, adding that it's being prepared in conditions that endanger the public health, just like the German news is reporting about the cancer viruses in it in Bild magazine newspaper. And it just goes on. I'm going to start the show with this tomorrow. Other big developments throughout the week. I want to say great job to the crew. Great job to Charlie Sheen. And just everybody out there that makes this radio show possible, all of our sponsors. Who are those sponsors? Silver Lungs. SilverLungs.com. Check out this great new colloidal silver system. SilverLungs.com. Ecola Blue. Diginet.net. SurvivalSeedBank.com. FrontSight.com. All those sponsors make the show possible. We're very thankful to them and the online video bookstore. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.